Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hurts looks, fakes, still looking. He is going deep down the far side, and it is A.J. Brown again! Another touchdown! 29 yards!
Boom!
Good punctuation by the color man. Boom! By the way, this hour brought to you by Meridian Bank, innovative business banking for entrepreneurial success. Ray Dinger, Mike Sielski, I'm Glenn Mack now, and it is 12:27. And we have yet to talk about one of the great strengths of the Eagles, which is the wide receivers, or which are the wide receivers. That was A.J. Brown catching a touchdown in double coverage against the Steelers. If you remember, afterward, he kind of points to the two guys covering and says, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Sielski, I would like to believe that even while we said the Eagles should focus on running the ball, grinding it out, doing, what would you say, Ray? The Giants had a 9.5-minute drive to beat the Patriots that year.
No, 9:59.
9:59 that year when they beat the Patriots, shocked the undefeated Patriots in the Super Bowl, that at least once or twice A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith are going to create that magic.
Interesting to me, Glenn, is the Eagles' play calling. Early in this game, we've talked virtually the entire show about the advantage they would have running the ball, the terrific offensive line, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, score points at the same time, all of that. We have seen this season, for the most part, that Nick Sirianni and Shane Steichen like to throw the ball early to get that lead. They still believe that. Saw it against the Bears, for instance, and it led to a couple Jalen Hurts interceptions, and people kind of, you know, slapping their forehead saying, why aren't they running the ball against this terrible team in these terrible conditions? So, look, I think A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and I wrote this before the season that they were going to be this, are the best pair of wide receivers the Eagles have ever had. But I want to see what is done early in this game. Are they going to try to get them the ball? Do they feel like if they can get the ball to A.J., get the ball to Devontae, maybe even to Goddard, it opens everything else up for the running game? Very interesting question to me.
Ray, I want 5 years from now us to be able to play an A.J. Brown highlight and or Devontae, I'll take both, the way over all these years we have played the Brandon Graham strip sack and the Philly special and the touchdown catch by the tight end and, you know, all those ones that we'll remember forever.
Mm-hmm.
I want that out of the Super Bowl.
Well, I think you got a chance to get that. I mean, we haven't seen it in the two playoff games. A.J. Brown in the two games has 50 yards receiving.
I know.
In the two games combined. So
he was not happy in the Giants game.
I mean, do you think he's going to be quiet for a third game? I don't think so. And, you know, the Chiefs have a they needed to rebuild their secondary. Their secondary was not very good last year. So they went out and they drafted a ton of players, and they have a lot of young guys in that secondary. Talented, but young and prone to making mistakes. And I think there will be that opportunity, especially if the Eagles run the ball successfully. And as I said earlier, Spagnuolo, who's a very good defensive coordinator, decides, look, I got to start taking some chances here. I got to start run blitzing. I got to start sending some guys and trust to play the one-on-ones on the outside. Then I think you'll have some opportunities to hit some really big plays. A.J. Brown is due for a big game. And we have seen Devontae Smith as a college player in big games, just be tremendous.
Ooh, national championship. That's right.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Couple times. Two times over. So, I really think Devontae Smith is going to have a huge game tomorrow. I really do, because Snead is their best defensive back, and they generally put Snead on the other team's best receiver, which means to me I think he's probably going to be on Brown, and Brown should probably be able to win that one anyway, but he's their best guy, which means that Smith is going to be going against their twos and threes, and to me that's a matchup you can really take advantage of.
Like it. By the way, A.J. Brown, that Giants game where he was famously seen unhappy on the sidelines and so on, and I think what, he had two catches for 21 yards or something like that. If you go back and look at that game, despite all that, he threw some great blocks.
Yeah, exactly.
He played the game. He didn't sulk like a diva wide receiver. I'm not in the play, so I'm not going to do anything.
He didn't check out, which we've seen other guys do.
Yeah, I really admire that.
The one touchdown that Devontae Smith scored on that quick screen, that's all A.J. Brown blocking, clearing a path for Devontae to get in the end zone. I think it was the touchdown that made it 14-0.
Yeah.
AJ threw a tremendous block on that play.
Yeah, I've seen, when I was working at NFL Films, I looked at a lot of film, and I saw a lot of, to use your term, the diva wide receivers. If they aren't getting the ball, they stop playing. I mean, Keyshawn Johnson was a classic example of that. If he's not getting the ball, I mean, there would be plays, if he knew it was a running play, he would stand on the sideline stand on the line of scrimmage with his hands on his hips and not even play. I mean, you talk about checking out, it was all about him. A.J. Brown, was he mad about not getting the touches? Yeah, he was. He talked about it after the game. But the fact of the matter is, during the game, he went out and played his butt off.
And let us at this moment give a tip of the cat and a cap and a strong salute to one Howard Roseman, who on draft night made that deal for A.J. Brown and had a great off season, as he did 5 years ago. Howie's had his up years and his down years. This year, all those guys he brought in, some of them we won't see next year. Bradberry, Blackberry, I don't know, he's going to be here next year.
Rhubarb.
Right. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I don't know that he's going to be here next year. There's a lot of those guys. But Howie had a great offseason, and that's why this team is here.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the other one is that, you know, Howie also made the trade to get Devontae Smith. I mean, he's the guy that made the trade to jump ahead of the Giants. Made the trade with the Cowboys to jump out of the Giants, because the Giants basically had the card written up with Devontae Smith on it. I mean, Dave Gettleman, their general manager, had decided weeks ahead of time that we're taking Devontae Smith if he's there. And Howie knew that, and when he saw the opportunity to get ahead of the Giants and get Devontae Smith, he made the trade and did it. And, you know, I mean, those two wide receivers are here because Howie Roseman made that happen. And so you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, who'd the Cowboys end up with? Well, never mind. That's just, we don't want to get too deep into that. They did
he's
okay,
not bad
too.
Either.
No, he's not bad either. Kyle, you're 94 WIP. Hello, Kyle.
Hi, guys. Hold on. Let me get you off.
Let's do it. While Kyle is doing it, hold on, Kyle. While Kyle's doing that, I'll tell you that this hour. Hold on, Kyle. Now, yeah, I'm waiting for you. I'm going to put in a plug. This hour sponsored by Meridian Bank, innovative business banking for entrepreneurial success. All right, Kyle, what do you got?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good
to talk to you. I never called into your show before. I called into a bunch of other shows.
Yeah, nice to hear from you.
I just want to get your guys' opinion. I got two talking points that I would like to know your opinion about. I was reading today something, I believe it was from Pro Football Focus, that they have this guy Creed Humphrey number one over Jason Kelce. And in my opinion, I think Jason Kelce should end up being one of the best.
I think that's blasphemy. And until Kelce retires, Jason Kelce should be regarded as the greatest center on earth. What's your second one?
Absolutely. The second one, I want to know what you think. Hassan Reddick, he really, really picked it up, I want to say the last 8 games or so. And kind of coincided with when Sue and Joseph had come onto the team. Now, do you think it had more to do with the line and the way the line was built, or Jonathan Gannon just getting a better feel of how to be able to utilize Hassan Reddick?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, earlier in the year, you saw Reddick was dropping into coverage a lot more than I thought he should. They have now become more of a solid 5-man front with Reddick as the 5th component to that. And that gets him involved in the game in the way that I think he can impact it the most, which is as a pass rusher. I mean, he can do the other stuff, but I mean, he's at his best when he's hunting down the quarterback. And they've given him the opportunity to do that more the second half of the year, and certainly through these 2 playoff games. And, you know, if they're going to win the game tomorrow, they're going to have to start by winning it by getting pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and the pressure on Mahomes, I think, is most likely to come from Reddick. So I expect to see him at the line of scrimmage pretty much start to finish tomorrow.
All right, boys, you know what time has come?
folded piece of paper? Oh, there we go.
All right, Mike Sielski. You go first, my friend. Lay it out. What are we going to see tomorrow starting at 6:30?
So this should be no surprise to anybody who read my column in the Inquirer last week. I think the Eagles are going to win tomorrow, and I think it's going to be, all things being equal, relatively easy. I think they're just a better team. I think the fact that Patrick Mahomes, no matter how injured he might be, maybe he's close to 100%, he's not at 100%, and I think that's a factor. That's been something that's kind of just gone unspoken this week in some ways. It's, oh, it's Patrick Mahomes, he's going to be a magician. Well, you know, there may be a hole in his magic hat here a little bit, at least a pinhole.
Ooh, yeah. That's a, you know what? So, you saved that line. You may be able to use that.
Maybe. So I picked the Eagles 38-24 in print, and I picked them here on the air, 38-24.
Wow. Whoa, that would be great. Ray Dinger?
Wow, going way over. I like the Eagles in this game. I have, for the whole 2 weeks, sizing it up. The more I studied it, the more I looked at it, the more convinced I am that the Eagles are better. I mean, I thought that going into it, but I think they're better, significantly better. In terms of the total roster, up top to bottom, depth, the Eagles are a much better team. The only thing is, the Chiefs have a couple of really dynamic players. And a couple guys like that can tip the balance. And we're talking about Mahomes, we're talking about Kelsey, we're talking about Jones. They have those guys. I just don't think it's going to be enough. I just think the way the Eagles are built, the way they play, the way the offensive line just dominates the line of scrimmage. And the Eagles' offense is, there's no other offense in the NFL quite like it. And I think it's a challenge for any team to play against them. I don't think that the Chiefs have the defensive manpower in their front seven to stop this running attack. I think the Chiefs' inexperience in the secondary is going to hurt them. You know, I think Brown and Smith will get some big plays in this game. And I think the Eagles are going to, and I think they're going to get pressure on Mahomes and force him into some mistakes. I was asked a question on NBC this week. Finish this sentence. The Eagles will win if. And my answer was the Eagles will win if they don't turn the ball over. I really think that's the only way. I don't think the Chiefs' defense can stop the Eagles if they don't make mistakes. So I'm picking the Eagles, not quite by the margin that Mike suggests. I'm saying, but fairly close. I'm saying the Eagles 31-24.
31-24. And Ray, what did I say?
All right. And I am opening the folded piece of paper. And it is, well, we're all kind of together on this. And you're saying Eagles 33-27.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that I'm the one that picked it the closest of the three of us. How about that? I think that kind of what you said and what we started the show with, which is the Eagles' running game is going to be effective. It's going to wear them down. The game's going to be close for a while. Kansas City's defense will tire out. And late in the first half, maybe in the second half, the Eagles will be able to score, put up some points. A.J. Brown's going to catch one long one, or Devontae Smith, or both. Miles Sanders could well finish over 100 yards. The Eagles will be able to move the ball. That said, you can't stop Patrick Mahomes. Here's a bet. I don't know if they make this one. They got the odds on them throwing a 2-yard shovel pass for a touchdown.
No, I haven't seen that.
Andy Reid will do that, and they'll get one of those. And Mahomes will throw a couple of amazing balls from weird angles. And you're not going to keep him out of the end zone. But in the end, everything you guys both said, the Eagles are the better team, and they shall win.
Okay.
And we shall celebrate. Grease the poles.
Mm-hmm. Let it be so.
Yeah. Well, we talked a lot. You started off by pointing out how statistically similar these two teams are, and they are in many areas. But one of the areas where they are not, where there is a decided disparity, is you just mentioned red zone. The Eagles, at both teams are very good offensively in the red zone, two of the best. But the Chiefs defensively in the red zone are one of the worst. And that's going to be, to me, key to this game. The Eagles are going to move the ball, and they're going to have their opportunities inside the 20. They're going to have to score touchdowns. And the Chiefs' defense has had trouble stopping teams in there. You know, if they get touchdowns instead of field goals, then I think it's definitely an Eagles kind of day.
Yeah, I love Jake Elliott, but Jake, we need you just for kickoffs and extra points today. There you go. All right, we'll come back. We'll find out what we forgot to talk about. Grab one or two calls and send you on to your way. WIP Sports Time is 1240.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.